New Jersey is still dealing with yesterday's political bombshell. Governor James McGreevy announced he is gay, that he had an extramarital affair with another man, and that he will resign effective November 15th. McGreevy is a Democrat, and today Republicans argued he should leave office immediately. That would guarantee a special election on this November's ballot. The Democrat who will succeed McGreevy when he does step aside is State Senate President Richard Cody. Today, Cody said he expects a seamless transition. Meantime today, the lawyer for Golan Cepel, the former state employee who was apparently involved with the governor, claimed the governor has made Cepel a victim twice. Alan Lowy read a statement from his client accusing Governor McGreevy of making repeated sexual advances. Now, Lowy said, the governor has made Cepel the victim of a smear campaign. Reporter Eugene San of member stations WBGO and WHYY has more on the scandal.
New Jerseyans have grown used to reading headlines about Jim McGreevy and his administration in hot water, from fundraisers indicted for extortion and obstruction of justice to cabinet members accused of nepotism. Bill Palatucci, finance chairman for New Jersey's Republican Party, says it's his official conduct that is at issue. Not that McGreevy had an affair with a man, but that he got that man, Golan Cepel, a job coordinating Homeland Security for the state, and that Cepel had such meager qualifications that he had to step down within a few months.
This has got to do about his conduct in office, about this ongoing pattern of corruption in this administration. This is an administration that two of its biggest fundraisers are under federal indictment. This is a governor who has showed poor judgment over and over again in personnel matters.
Republicans are also furious with McGreevy's stated intention to have his resignation be effective as of November 15th. By leaving it in November, it would be too late to get a special election on this year's ballot, and it assures that a Democrat, State Senate President Dick Cody, would have a year of incumbency before having to face the voters in 2005. State GOP Chairman Joe Carillos argues that McGreevy should resign immediately, insisting he can no longer govern effectively.
He has said so as much yesterday. That is why he is leaving. And if it's true post-November 15th, it is certainly true in the days to come.
Republicans are considering filing a lawsuit to force McGreevy to step down earlier, but could not say what legal grounds they would have for such action. Despite wall-to-wall coverage of the matter since yesterday afternoon, there is still very little known about Golan Cepel's relationship with the governor and why this is all becoming public 2 years after Cepel left his state job. Matt Felix of Westfield suspects he hasn't heard the entire story.
It's a surprise more than anything else. I'm sure there's a lot more that's going to come out from other sources, I would imagine.
Lori Ann Talmadge of Bayonne says it gives her new insight into Governor McGreevy's character.
While I don't think it matters that he's gay, I do think that the fact that he's been living a secret life goes a long way in, you know, giving us an example of what his level of integrity is like. I don't think he can be trusted, obviously.
Much of the day was spent waiting for Cepel's lawyers to file a sexual harassment lawsuit, the suspected reason for McGreevy's resignation. Superior Court in Trenton closed this afternoon without a lawsuit being filed. For NPR News, I'm Eugene Son in Trenton, New Jersey.